Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Time off for getting married and having a honeymoon. Should an employer be obliged to give you the time off, even if it's unpaid, be obliged to give it to you?
I don't see why not. I mean, you know, considering we're in an age where, you know, employee retention is kind of a hard thing and, you know, companies are screaming out for, you know, workers, would it not make it more of an attractive kind of a thing? You know, it's like Google with their, you know, paid masseuses that they've all recently had to fire. It makes it more attractive. Like, geez, if I go work for these people, I don't want to get married. You know, they'll give me time off. Maybe they'll pay me. Maybe they won't pay me. But then also, if you have married couples or someone who's in a relationship, there's less chance of them pissing off to Australia or something, maybe.
Mm. Yeah. But I mean, but is it your problem as an employer that somebody's getting married? That's what people are going to argue.
But just why does it always go down to that? Like, why is that, like, why is it always going down to that? Like, oh, well, you know, like, I'm paying you to do a job and, you know, like, why is your, you know, personal life matter? Like, you are giving the employer 40 hours of your life a week to, you know, help.
Oh, well, you get paid, yeah, but you're getting paid for it. Hopefully well.
Yeah, you are getting paid for it. But what you see from a lot of employers is a lot more take than there is give.
Mm.
Like, is that not true? Particularly with Irish employers. I mean, Jesus, I've worked for some people. You swear, like, I should be handed up my firstborn child for the luck of being able to work for him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is it not just... It's like this whole thing of just a happy workforce is a productive workforce. If you're walking into a place and your boss is like, you know, if you want to get married, don't worry about taking time off. We look after you. You're like, geez, I might actually put in an extra bit of effort, except for walking in and going, oh, look, there's my boss. He's a dick. You know?
Oh, no, I get you. We'll stay there. Let me just go to Julie as well. Julie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Julie?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, your argument is, what about the singles?
Yes.
They're not going to benefit from this at all.
No, they don't even benefit for tax breaks either.
No.
Exactly. So, like, you know, I think we should have a day for the singles.
Like a dating time off or something?
Well, no, yeah. So why not? Like, for dodging the arrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever way you want to put it. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea, Dave, is it? Except for the singles, give them a little bit of time off for dating.
Do what? Let's give everybody a bit of time off. It's late to have time off.
Jane, I want a bit of time off. Can I have time off? I deserve time off, lads.
I just think if you get time off for being able to manage to stay single and not get hitched.
You avoided getting married, is that what you're trying to say, Julie?
It's hard to happen nowadays, you know, they're all about getting...
Did you never fall in love, Julie?
Sure, look, you can fall into love, but you fall out as well. You get married and you get divorced. You know what I mean?
Oh, are you divorced?
No, I'm not divorced. Are you mad?
You're mad.
I'm allergic to the letter M. Marriage.
And did anyone ever pop the question to you, Julie?
A few times, in fairness, yeah.
And what did you do? Did you have to say no, or did you pretend to say yes?
Well, I sort of got engaged once or twice, do you know?
Right.
You know the way you sort of don't know what to tell them because you don't want to hurt them, and then you're thinking, go on.
I'll take the ring on my finger. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, well, they always gave it back.
Well, and by the way, that's a burning question. And mm-hmm. It's actually a legal question too. If you get engaged to someone and it's all mm-hmm. off, do they get the ring back? And the answer legally is yes, they do.
Yeah. Well,
it's not your ring.
Yeah.
Because the ring is provided, or it's based on a contract, on the provision of a contract of marriage. So any judge will tell you legally the ring is not yours until you get married. Now, if you marry him and then you get divorced, then you can keep the ring.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you fulfill the contract. You know, sorry, Dave.
90%
of the time. Hang on, Julie, just let's hear what Dave has to say, because it has to be a good laugh, because he's avoided marriage for years now. Sorry, Dave.
I haven't avoided. I'm just incredibly lazy, Niall. There's a difference.
You're with the young one. How long again? How long are you with her?
18 years in July.
Yeah. 18 years, yeah. Children, everything. Yeah, go on, Dave.
Well, you going on there about it being a contract and legally binding and stuff, that really sold it, like, doesn't it? That concept of marriage sounds real sexy, like, you know. I feel like going in and whisking her off her feet and heading to the registry office now.
Yeah. I've sold it to you, have I?
Would he not buy her a ring, no?
Although she has the ring, you know, we were engaged, you know, and
yeah, 20 years ago.
the
ring has actually gone out of fashion
at
this age.
A couple more years, it'll be considered an antique. No, we're engaged. Wise, it'll happen eventually. You know, we're getting there. Which, you know,
yeah.
It's a work in progress.
I think that's kind of letting that poor girl hang on there. And
hold on a second. No,
this is not why he came on the air. By the way, can I just put it?
Listen, I can.
What are you waiting for? By the way, I'm just curious. What are you waiting for now? There's always an excuse, isn't it?
We
wait till Christmas. We wait till my birthday.
We're just family stuff. And anyway.
We wait. It's like me giving up cigarettes. There's always an excuse. You know, should I wait till Christmas is gone? I wait till my birthday's finished. Should I wait till after the holidays? We might as well wait until next Christmas.
In my defence, she was once asked at the afters of a wedding. When she was pregnant with her first child, and she was, you know, someone goes, "Sure, you're married together. You're living together. You're having a child. You think you get married soon?" She took one look at me and goes, "My self-esteem isn't that low yet." And that was the day I knew I'd marry her.
Okay, so getting back to the time off. Julie, stop being so selfish, somebody says here in a text. That woman is just being selfish just because she doesn't want to get married. I think it's a great idea and employers should be obliged to give you time off for your honeymoon. What?
Selfish. I'm being selfish. I think I'm being totally unselfish because I'm leaving myself there so that I can, you know, spread the love.
So let me go to Karen, another person who likes to spread a bit of love. Karen, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Are you spreading the love?
Always.
Okay.
The month of love.
Yeah, it is. It is actually. February is the month of love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Karen, should people get time off to get married?
No. I get enough time off. Well, I agree with that other lady. What about people that maybe choose not to get married? Should they get, like, there's 3 weeks for you to go travelling?
That's like saying I didn't get sick, so I didn't get some time off this year, but Johnny got sick and he got time off.
Yeah, no. If you want to get married, that's your choice. I don't think an employer should have to cough up more annual leave for you to choose to go and get married.
Well, maybe not. Okay, well then, even if we said you don't have to pay them, but you must give them unpaid leave if that's what they want to take. But you must allow them the time off. Because people find that they can't even get the time off to get a honeymoon or go away or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, I don't think it should be extra time off. They should be approved their normal annual leave.
Ah, so you have to use... Okay, so what you're saying is just use your annual leave.
Just use your annual leave, yeah. But it obviously, you have to get your getting married.
Yeah, well, the Chinese have gone one step further. They're giving them time off.
I took 3 weeks off when I was getting married.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I have a friend who
came back pregnant.
And came back pregnant.
Came back pregnant.
It was a honeymoon, so was it, Karen?
It was a great honeymoon, yeah.
It was nearly
10 years ago now,
yeah.
In April.
Very little looking at the moon, I think, sounds, but the sound of things was done, by the way.
We were sailing across the Caribbean.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We went to Cancun, Florida, and we did a cruise for the last week.
Oh, that handy old journey, wasn't it, I suppose? Yeah, because you can go from how far, what's the flight from Cancun to Florida? 2 hours, probably, is it?
It wasn't that long. It was just a commercial flight.
Yeah,
so we did Disneyland for a week, and then we did a cruise for a week.
From the Keys.
So, yeah, three fabulous weeks.
Yeah, I think you probably need the 3 weeks if you can get it. But a lot of employers, I was talking to somebody today, and their previous employer wouldn't allow them time or 3 weeks off. The max the company allowed was 2 weeks at a time.
Right.
And that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if you're getting married, you should be allowed 3 weeks or a month or whatever, because your wedding takes up a week and then your honeymoon, I was delighted I was away for 3 weeks. It was brilliant.
Do you want to give Dave a few tips on married life there?
Just get married.
We'll get married.
And
for what? We'll do it eventually. We're no panic. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Jesus, let's.
Do both of you agree on that, though?
100%. The two of us are exactly.
Can I point out on the radio we have never spoken to his wife?
Okay.
Mm. Right, I'll put her on the phone to you someday.
Will you let her, will you?
I let her? Trust me, if she wants to do something, she'll do it, okay?
Will she come on and talk to us?
Huh?
Would she come on and talk to us? Because I don't know if she shares this view about marriage. That it's like just on the long finger, like.
I don't think so either. I'm not convinced by that.
Yeah, we're not convinced, Dave.
Are you engaged?
With someone? Oh, no, we're engaged.
Are you engaged?
Yeah. I just wanted to know if you want to marry me.
Oh, hang on. Is he talking to her? Hang on, he's talking to her in the background there.
Oh, she's there.
No. She's too shy.
God's sake.
Now we're all friends here.
Tell her who I am. Does she know who I am?
Hang on, Ryan.
I'm looking right now.
This is a figment of his imagination.
I do want to marry you.
She's too shy.
Oh, hey. Did she just speak?
I do.
She spoke, Dave, didn't she?
Yeah. Go on. No, I'll put her on to you. Go on.
She said she wanted to marry you.
She's too shy. She did say she wanted to marry me, though, so that's a plus.
Yeah, well, so she wants to marry you.
Yeah.
Well, then just do it.
How? We're going to do it.
Get down on your knees now. Get down on your knee there now, in your front room or wherever you are. Where are you now, in your front room?
No, I'm in the kitchen now.
Where is she?
She's inside in the sitting room.
Call her in there, will you? She doesn't have to go on the radio. Call her in. She doesn't have to go on the radio. Call her in. Call her in, Dave.
You're having fun debasing me here, you are.
What? No.
Yeah. No, you don't have to talk. You don't have to talk. Right. Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, get down your knees. Or knee. Right. Knee.
No, can you hear her?
Take her hand.
Have her hand.
Yeah, okay. I want you to ask her again, because she's probably forgotten about the last time you asked her. Ask her to marry you.
Yeah. Do you want to marry me?
Yes, I do.
Now, hear that?
Can we just hurry up and get it done, though?
Yeah, there you go. Hurry up and get it done. I'm delighted, Dave. Did I just embarrass you in front of the whole nation?
No, not really. You don't try a lot harder than that to embarrass me now.
All right. Okay, getting back to the time off. Karen, you're such a meanie. People are saying Karen is unusually mean today.
I'm unusually mean?
Yeah.
No,
because you won't give them time off.
I do think employers should have to give you whatever time you want, but I don't think you should get extra leave. Because you're getting married. It's not fair then on people who maybe choose not to get married. And it's awful. Mm. It's an awful
like option
then to go and, you know, have a baby.
Yeah.
What if you don't want to, like, have kids straight away?
Mm. Yeah, I suppose so. But there is maternity leave if you want to have kids. You know what I mean? There's
That's
plenty of that. Yeah, there's paternity leave and parental leave. There's all sorts of bloody leave.
It's leave to encourage you to come back pregnant.
Sorry, Dave?
There's 9 weeks of parental leave now.
Is it? Yeah, it's 9 weeks. Up to what age again? Is it 10 or 11?
Up to 20. Your paternity leave is 2 weeks up to 6 months. And then your
parental leave
it can be swapped between both parents up to 24 months.
Well, I thought there was something else that you can take up to the age of 8.
You can take parents leave as well, but that's unpaid. The other ones are based off PRSI contribution.
Okay, so they're paid. I tell you, Karen, the amount of leave you can get nowadays is just great crack. Unfortunately, I don't have young kids anymore, so I can't take advantage of it.
My husband would always take parental leave during the summer, which is great.
Yeah. So he's done that 3 times. Listen, I have to go to a break. Listen. Sorry, that again. I have to play something. Oh, I have to play a YouTube clip. She wants me to, obviously. Jane believes this is it's real. Oh, Dave, are you still there?
Of course I am.
Yeah, sorry. It was just Jane sent me in something here just to play, and she believes it's very relevant and very important for the show today that we do this. So I'm going to play it for you now, just as soon as it loads up on my computer here, which will take a couple of minutes. So if you bear with me, because it's just sent to me at the last minute, unfortunately. Yeah, here it comes. So, Dave, thank you very much indeed for entertaining the nation today.
More than welcome. Anytime, Naz.
Yeah, and. Where is it?
Love, love, love. Love, love.
Shane, you're a fool. You really. Do you know something? All you need is love, Dave.
Plenty of love in this house, man.
Yeah. See you, Dave. Have a lovely day.
Have a good one, Dave.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
All you need is love, they say.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.